Hey there, I'm Chris Peel, and I'm here with Danae King. She's religion and immigration reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. Danae, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Chris?
Fantastic. Hey, you're getting involved with another project in addition to what you normally do with a dispatch called the Storytellers Project. And I was excited. I saw you and editor Alan Miller on a video talking about it. And tell us about it if we don't know what's happening with the Storytellers Project.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. The Storytellers Project is something that is a Gannett initiative, which Gannett owns the Columbus Dispatch, and they do these projects, these live storytelling events in, I think, 17 cities across the country. And Columbus is really lucky this year we get to be a part of it. So next year in Columbus, there will be 4 live storytelling events. And so what I do is I'm kind of leading a team of coaches from the newsroom who are reporters and editors and, you know, other journalists in the newsroom to coach people, real people from our community, to tell a true live story in 10 minutes on stage next year. So I'm really excited about it. You know, one of the reasons I think this is so great is it really couples with what we do as journalists. You know, we all get into this, or a lot of us get into journalism to be able to tell people's stories. And this is really an extension of that because now we get to help people tell their own stories. So yeah, we're kicking it off. We announced the launch last week and we're in full storytellers mode for next year.
Yeah, it just so people understand, these are people from the community. It's not like, you know, if your favorite band nationally comes to Columbus and you say, okay, I want to go see them. I mean, you're seeing people from the community and you're looking for people from the community. So it doesn't have to just be like the mayor of Columbus or a well-known pastor in Columbus. You're looking for common everyday people to tell stories, right?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the great things about it is that we really want to, you know, we want to make community connections and expand empathy and understanding. And so the idea is that we're looking for a wide array of people of ages, sexual orientation, race, religion, ability, you know, and we want everybody to kind of come and tell their story. So the great thing is that we're really just highlighting a broad spectrum of the community and really everybody can tell their story. So right now we're going through having people kind of apply. So you fill out this easy online form at storytellersproject.com/tell and anybody can apply to tell. And then we'll reach out to people and they'll go through 3 coaching sessions with somebody who's been trained to coach them, somebody from the newsroom, and we'll kind of help them shape their story and make it, you know, funny or poignant or, you know, just something that people can relate to and help them be ready to tell this live on stage.
And also, too, if you're out there and say, hey, I got a story to tell, it's almost a good way of helping develop like your, like a good how to speak. I mean, I know it's not like a, what's the program? I'm trying to think of the program like that helps you learn how to do better public speaking. But I mean, it's not that, but I think it could help people learn how to public speak better. Like, if you have a story to tell, you know, like you said, you've got coaches that'll go through and help you tell your story better. So, I mean, I would encourage people to apply too if they're saying, well, I want to be a better public speaker. You know, this could be a way that you can learn how to tell your story better if it's something that, you know, the dispatch could use, right?
Definitely. Yeah. It's a great way to kind of refine your story. And so, you know, the idea is that we find stories from people of all walks of life and kind of, you know, we bring them to a larger audience. And we're going to be at the Columbus Athenaeum, which is downtown, kind of in the heart of Columbus. And it's this really beautiful, intimate setting. And so my hope is that it will kind of feel like the people are telling a story right to you in the audience and really get that connection. But you're right. They can also really learn how to make that connection with an audience through storytelling.
Very good. And the first one's going to be March 9th. Now, there's a couple ways you could help. You know, as you said, you're looking for people. So there's a link. We'll put a link in the article that goes along with this podcast for where to sign up on. But you can also attend. Like, you might be like, hey, I don't want to necessarily tell a story, but you can attend and learn about other people around the area. And this first session is called Growing Up. So what kind of stories do you think you plan on hearing if you're going just to watch the event?
Yeah, so we definitely hope you'll attend whether you want to tell a story or not. Yeah, the great thing about it is these themes, there's a theme for each night. And like I said, there's 4 shows next year. So you're right. The first one next year on March 9th is Growing Up. And so you will hear stories about people growing up, but it's kind of the great thing about the themes is that they can be interpreted in a broad way. So, you You know, you could be telling a story about growing up, and in the story you were 40, or in the story you were 5. You know, it can be kind of, you know, at any point in your life. We all grow up, you know, throughout our lifetimes. So I think it'll be a broad array. But yeah, we're booking those tellers now. And if you're not interested in telling, you can go to storytellersproject.com/all-events and buy a ticket. And the great thing is we've got, the tickets are $12, but if you can't afford that, then we've got a special going for $8 for those who aren't able to do that. And like I said, the venue's great. And we'll have a cash bar and some snacks and just a really great opportunity and a great atmosphere.
Yeah, and I can personally share. I used to work with a newsroom that Kenna has in the Cincinnati area, and they did a storytellers project down there. I wasn't personally at any of the events, but I heard a lot of great stories about, you know, got a good crowd there to listen to some of these stories. And I just heard great feedback from people who told stories and listened to stories about how much that meant for them. And as Danae said, this is all people in the community, too. So it's a great way of learning more about the people of Columbus. Thanks, Danae. I appreciate you talking about that. Real quick, as we always talk about, subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. If you go to the upper right-hand corner, there's a subscribe button you can click on. They have sales every day, different sales about how you can connect with the community. Please subscribe at dispatch.com. For Danae, this is Chris. Thanks for checking us out. Have a great day.